My name is Michael Hoffman. I was serving in the U.S. Marines as part of 5th Battalion, 11th Marines in the actual conflict in Iraq.
What was your post?
I was in the Fire Direction Center, which means I was in the basically the brain center of our firing battery. So all radio communications came through us. Any kind of fire missions, which is another unit telling us that they need artillery fire, came through us. So I saw all the radio communications going through, all the cars for fire. I heard a lot of what we were shooting at, when we were shooting.
So what were you shooting at?
A lot of things. Our main thing, our main job in the early war was called counter battery, which basically means if the Iraqis shot anything like mortars, howitzers, rockets at us, we have a radar that can track where the round comes from, and then we'd shoot back at it.
So where were you?
And after the initial stage of the war, we just got thrown around. We were called a reinforcing battery, or reinforcing battalion. So wherever the major fight was, we would go to that area and help support them. We would reinforce their fires.
And where were those locations?
I was outside of El Basra, Baghdad, Nasiriyah.
So how long were you at each places?
Only a day or two. Some of the longest time we spent was in Tikrit. We were there for, I think, a little over a week.
So how long were you actually in Iraq?
I was actually in Iraq for, you lose track of time there, but I think it was about 2.5 months.
2.5 months?
Yeah.
So what was it like in Iraq?
It was really interesting because I didn't see a lot of the frontline combat. You know, I wasn't face-to-face with Iraqi soldiers, but I did see a lot of things like, we dealt a lot of times with the civilians.
So why were you dealing with the civilians?
We were in their backyards. We would literally set up our firing positions in the farmers' fields. Like, you'd be sitting there. We would pull in. I was part of Advanced Party. We were the group that actually get in there first and set up the area for the battery.
Do they know that you're coming?
They know we're coming when we show up.
So they didn't know. They didn't have any like advance notice?
No, no advance notice. They just knew a war was going on, so people were probably going to be running through their backyards.
So how do they react to, like, Americans coming onto their farmland, per se?
Some of them just kind of sat back and hid. Some actually come up and start talking to us. We set up in this one person's backyard. The actual, it was like a farm field. It wasn't planted, as far as I could tell. But we set up there, and the family actually lived. It was actually their land. We could tell there was a larger house set up there. They took off in the morning. Like, they were kind of sticking their heads up at night. But the neighbors were all coming over the hills. It started off, you know, with kids. Kids are curious. So you'd see, like, these little kids, maybe 5, 6, 7, sticking their heads up looking at us. And then, you know, some guys be near them, so they, like, throw some candy from their MREs or something to them. They pick it up, eat it. And next thing you know, the parents are coming over, and...
Sounds like they're pretty friendly.
Yeah, they were very friendly. A lot of them, all the ones I met, even when we got towards Baghdad, and even Tikrit, which is Saddam's home, even there, people were generally friendly towards. They wanted us... They're like, you know, get rid of Saddam. They didn't like Saddam. You know, if we were there to throw him out, good. Throw them out. Get rid of them.
Why do you think the U.S. went to war?
Oil.
Oil?
It's our first sergeant, who's the highest ranking enlisted man in our battery, would actually, he shoot away all the officers, because that's one thing they do. They kind of push him away and say, you know, this is the enlisted talking. This is our battery. We're going to talk now. And he's talking. He told us, make no illusions about it. You're not heroes. You're not over there to save democracy. You're not over there to free the